Hi, my name is Vincent Alessi, and I'm an art historian and author of a recent book on Vincent van Gogh and his print collection. In January 1882, writing to his brother Theo from The Hague, Vincent van Gogh mentioned the beginning of a lengthy project. Already an avid collector of black and white illustrations, he had purchased an edition of The Graphic Portfolio, a group of important works from the weekly illustrated newspaper The Graphic, bound together in a single volume. This acquisition would form an important basis for what was to become one of the most important collections van Gogh amassed during his lifetime. Over the next 3 years, he would purchase, exchange, mount, and file thousands of prints, forming an important visual aid and teaching resource, a Bible for inspiration, and a guide for what constituted art, shaping his burgeoning artistic practice. At its peak, his collection numbered close to 2,000 sheets and included works from German, Dutch, French, and American sources. However, the majority of the prints originate from English publications. While van Gogh accessed works from publications such as Punch, The British Workman, and The Pictorial News, the bulk of the collection came from the pages of the two most popular English illustrated newspapers, The Graphic and The Illustrated London News, respectively the pioneers and standard bearers of illustrated publications. Van Gogh sorted his collection into 17 folios, which covered a number of broad areas including workers, landscapes, animals, portraits, ship scenes, military sketches, and city scenes. As a whole, the collection was shaped thematically by his beliefs and moral values established over his adult years, his upbringing, his experience of England, his religious pursuits and fervour, and his time spent in the mining district of the Boronage, where he experienced firsthand the many faces of a changing industrialised world. The newspapers across all countries aim to document contemporary society in all of its nuanced beauty and challenges. While van Gogh was familiar with the many images of royal families, travel expeditions, imperial exploration, fashion and leisurely pursuits, barely any of these images are evident in the collection. Rather, he chose works of a more weighty nature. In simple terms, he admired, responded, and remained most interested in those works which then and now occupy a space within the artistic genre of social realism, a genre that in England at least was intricately linked with black and white popular illustrations. While the term social realism remains a relevant umbrella term to describe the sentiment of van Gogh's collection, it can be viewed in more nuanced ways. It is a collection which represented the dichotomy of city and rural life, a reflection of van Gogh's own experience. It mirrored his evangelical mindset, and it spoke to van Gogh's belief in a democratic art, one of the people, for the people, shared and appreciated broadly, from the peasants and workers in their humble cottages to the middle and upper classes decorating their salubrious family homes. Van Gogh was attracted to these black and white prints because of their artistic qualities, bold and tonal, social realist in subject matter, and democratic in their distribution and appeal. They were also collected, of course, because they assisted him with his artistic development. The collection was more than an aesthetic library. It became a permanent visual catalogue which aided the development of his craft, helping him solve problems of complex compositions, and directing and confirming the subjects which he was to commit to throughout his practice.